gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this terrific Tuesday, January 20th, 2026 edition. Joining us as usual on this time slot, half hour here, 10 to 10:30 every Tuesday, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, is over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to ask you, have you had any feedback yet from any of your servers who may have gone and talked with a tax person already about their income taxes being filed for last year, 2025, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that President Trump signed into law, where the tips that the wait staff won't have to pay income tax on. Have you had any impact or any reports, any feedback yet from your staff that are servers about what they've learned or discovered when talking with their tax preparers yet?
No, not yet, actually. Our W-2s just digitally went out today, so I do expect to hear back. The majority of our staff, unfortunately, don't use a real live accountant or tax preparer. Uh-huh. The majority of them use a TurboTax-style software.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully most of the updates are in there for that, but I am letting them know to watch out for the overtime and for the no tax on tips. And of course there is a cap on that, but we'll take what we can get, right?
Sure.
So I'm hoping to hear some positive things. To that end, what I have experienced though is some abuse of the Family Leave Act that was passed. I've seen a little bit of that in recent months.
Now that is where the petition drive, I believe, was actually collecting signatures to put it on the ballot, and that's where the Republicans basically adopted it, then amended it. Is that an accurate statement? That was one of the proposals?
Yes.
And how do you see, or what have you heard about how that's been abused? Because a lot of other small businesses that I've spoken to, they said it's actually a problem for their business because of not having to really notify the employers ahead of time is the biggest complaint I've heard as feedback from other business owners.
Yeah, I can only speak from my point of view, you know, a business with multiple employees. We're open 7 days a week. You know, we have a high turnover rate. What we're experiencing is, I mean, honestly, a lot of my folks cannot afford to take a day off. So if they use this paid sick leave, it's just not the same amount of money. Now, our kitchen folks are a little bit different because it is a dollar for a dollar, right? It's not the same for our folks that earn cash tips. So that's one problem. The other problem for owners is we now have essentially this liability that is sitting out there that we sort of have to track. And essentially at the end of the year, as we just experienced, we've really got to be cognizant of who is trying to fraudulently use this family leave, paid sick time that they have accrued. Now, what I experienced was I had an employee that used, put in for this time as they're sick. What I found out happened is this employee used that paid sick leave time, went to Florida for her brother's wedding, came back to work, and then quit.
Oh, yep. A little bit of abuse there for sure.
Yep.
We're going to continue the conversation. Ian Murphy over at Darren Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break. Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over there in Gaylord. I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not, but the Michigan Public Service Commission went ahead and permitted the Saline data center that's down there in southern Michigan. And I got to tell you, absolutely a slap in the face using this Public Act 233. I'm sure you probably heard about it. What's your thoughts this morning?
Well, I got to be honest, I'm not surprised. This is a person that clearly has an agenda. What's wild to me is at the same time, out of both sides of her mouth, she's going to say, we got to go 100% renewable energy by 2040. And then at the other side of her mouth, she's going to approve or basically push for the approval of a huge energy consuming industrial project. And say nothing else about the water consumption aspect of it, being the Great Lakes state. The fact that we're even considering any of these things in the region that we're in just boggles my mind. And I don't know where the environmentalists are even at on any of this stuff. But I'm not surprised. I'm a little wary of using Public Act 233 to push this through, because 233 doesn't really have any provisions for AI data centers. They're battery facilities, solar and wind projects predominantly. So I'm real curious at why the Michigan Public Service Commission really even is getting involved with this under the guise of 233. That aspect I haven't looked at quite enough, but I knew as soon as she was appealing to the MPSC that they were going to approve this thing. And of course, it's against the wishes of the local people.
And sure.
What we've seen all over the state. I mean, this is how they're going to attempt to push through this agenda, which you and I both know is never going to happen. There's no
right.
such thing as 100% renewable energy. I'm sorry.
No, it's not going to happen. And kind of interesting, too, she's over in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum with Quentin Messer Jr., right? And she's sitting on a panel. Can EVs really dominate the market? That's one of the discussions, the panels. And it's like, lady, when are you going to give it up on this electric vehicle thing? I mean, the sales are down. People don't want them. The market doesn't show it. And on top of it, Donald Trump has put an end to the $7,500, you know, credit off the price tag at the dealership. And they still can't sell these things. And Ford's talking about potentially shutting down the EV line altogether.
Oh, absolutely. The Ford F-150 Lightning, that thing's done. And
yep.
It's amazing what happens when you remove government intervention in the free market. And this is my whole thing now, is since people are getting so muddied into some of this stuff, and they're just confused. They're so confused. And you can tell the people that have never operated a small business or any business or have ever had to make payroll. These people fundamentally don't understand how market forces work, how trade actually happens. And so this is what you're going to get. You're going to get people that are completely disconnected from the market. The market has said from the beginning, consumers by and large don't want these. They have their place, but not at scale like they're trying to do. You remove the government subsidies and, oh, hey, what do you know? They're just even less popular than they were before.
Sure.
So, I mean, again, this is just so disconnected from reality. And people that are suffering every day to make their rent, to pay their outrageous electric bill and gas bill, they don't give two craps about an electric vehicle that their governor is over in Davos right now advocating for. Why is anybody even paying attention to this stuff? Like, we just need to tune them out. Honestly, the only person I will listen to over there is Javier Milei from Argentina.
Yeah.
What that guy is doing right now, if anybody does not know who he is, go look him up. He is the most liberty-minded president this hemisphere has ever seen. And what he has done turning around Argentina is exactly what any Republican needs to be looking at, whether it's at the state level, the local level, or the federal level. This guy is getting it done, and he's destroying the administrative state, which is what I've been advocating for the last 5-6 years, is get rid of these unelected bureaucrats that make it harder to do commerce, period.
Well, and on top of it, President Trump is going to be there, and of course all the eyes of the world leaders are freaking out over statements he's made about potentially using military force in Iran to help the folks there throughout the Ayatollahs get rid of a regime that needs to go. And then he's also mentioning, you know, potentially, well, if I have to use military force to take over Greenland. And I laugh because have you ever read his book, The Art of the Deal? Have you ever read that? If you read that book two or three times like I have, you know exactly what he's doing. He's just saber rattling right now, using it as a negotiating chip. That's absolutely all he's basically doing. And these people, I don't think any of them ever read that book, Ian.
No, and I'll tell you, these days, a lot of these leaders, they cannot hold two thoughts in their brains at the same time. And that filters all the way down. You see a lot of these people protesting, whatever it is, whether it's something in Minnesota or whether it's tax policy, tariff policy, whatever it happens to be. These people are so overly emotional, they've just completely abandoned logic and the facts of the matter. And this just leads me back to the whole thing where, you know, we're talking about democratic socialism. Folks, there is no such thing. Those two things are completely conflicting. So don't ever believe that there is anything remotely close to a democratic socialist. This is where I'm at with all these conversations anymore. It's just like, hold on. You're fundamentally forgetting exactly what this country was founded on, and now you're trying to take it in a completely different direction on all of these things. And it's just ridiculous. And if anything comes out of Trump being president twice, I hope it's that he exposes the hypocrisy. And I'm going to be honest, it's on both sides. I'm kind of up against with Republicans right now because they can't seem to pass a voter ID. We might as well not have any more elections in this state or in this country if we can't pass a uniform voter ID for the entire country.
Right. Well, and the other component is this looming government shutdown again. Now the Democrats are, you know, claiming that unless they defund ICE, they're not going to agree to vote for the budget or continuing resolution, whatever the heck it is they've got to do next, and threatening another government shutdown at the federal level. I got a very simple question. As a business owner owning two restaurant locations and the food trucks and the catering business and all the things that you're involved in, did that last government shutdown affect you in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I'll be honest, no, it didn't. And again, Randy, I'm telling you, this is where I'm at. I don't care. That's a win. You shut down the government, to me, this right. is a win. I'm such a limited government person that shutting down the government, I'm for that. Of course, you know, there are negative outcomes that can come from that. But by and large, the answer to your question is no, it did not affect. And I don't think it affected many people except for those that were not receiving their government paycheck.
Right, the government workers themselves. But they, when they opened the government back up, all got their back pay anyway, even though they weren't even at work and doing a full day's work, they still got their paycheck. One of the things I wanted to ask you about specifically about the operations there, a lot of people are not fully aware. When I've mentioned the Iron Pig, I've talked to people off the air, say, hey, have you checked out the new location? They're not aware of the pavilion next door and all the things that you're doing there and all the potential that you can do for folks, you know, different events and things you plan to do. I want you to expand on and explain to the people what opportunities they have by coming to the pavilion of the South location.
Yeah, so brilliantly, when the original owner of this property expanded the restaurant portion, they built this gorgeous pavilion sitting right next to it. Unfortunately, last time they didn't really include the two properties together, so you couldn't get a beer in the restaurant and then walk over to the pavilion with that same beer. So they were real separated. When we bought the property, obviously they both came together, but we fenced the entire thing in. So now you can eat inside, have a beer, walk out the back door into our gorgeous backyard with fire pits. There's a mini stage. It's softly lit with Edison bulbs. The food truck is sitting out back there. And then you can see this gorgeous pavilion sitting up on the hill. that, I mean, during the pandemic, we had the largest outdoor gathering there. Two weekends ago, we had an outdoor concert for MyOFO, which is a wonderful veterans organization, a fishing tournament. In the summertime, we do weddings. We do graduation parties. This next summer is going to be our first summer of doing a Thursday farmers market out there as well. So, I mean, the opportunities are endless with this new pavilion that we've got. We utilized it a little bit last summer, but we wanted to make sure that we got the restaurant off the ground properly and made sure that everything there was going right. So this summer, our focus is really turning out that pavilion and getting that thing going. It's called the Lakeside Pavilion. It sits literally right next to Otsego Lake right there. It's gorgeous sunset views. 4th of July, we're always having a huge party. Alpenfest, we have music every day during that week, second week of July. So really, we're looking at anything. I challenge anybody to bring us something they think is completely outside of the box. Of course, we're coming into an election year, so I expect that we'll have a few political rallies and debates outdoors there this summer, I'm sure. Fundraisers are always what we love to do. So, again, the opportunities are endless with that space. There's a huge stage out there as well. We've got a bar, huge fire pits, endless parking. So, again, it's a huge asset for us to have that we don't have downtown. Again, just more space to spread out. And like we saw last week, and if you haven't seen the pictures, we had trailers and people parked all up and down the road, literally on the side of Old 27 right there. I can't believe the cops weren't called on some of these people, but just an awesome asset that we got along with the restaurant. So anybody that's looking for a graduation party or somewhere to do a wedding or any large gathering, let us know. Go to ironpigsmoke.com. There's a simple form you can fill out. Goes right over to our catering team, and we can do just about anything out there.
And if we end up with a concert or something like that, and we really pack in the, you know, stadium seating, what is potentially the occupancy? How many folks can we hold out there if we had enough parking or people carpooled or we bust them in? How many seats can we actually put under that pavilion?
Well, seating is a little bit different. So we could do about 500 seats, but if we're doing standing room only, we can get upwards of 2,000.
Whoa. Wow. So if you got a really good band, a couple bands there, and people are standing up and dancing anyway, it's a good way to pack them in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a gorgeous space. We've got an outfield that's all grass, kind of a bit of a hilly knoll up there and everything. So, yeah, we're really going to invest more in that this summer. Like I said, last year was really just getting the restaurant off the ground. This summer, we've got some exciting things. I want to tell you about them so badly, but we've got to wait maybe about two more weeks before I can let the cat out of the bag on some of these other things. But right. This pavilion in the farmer's market this summer is going to be a lot of fun.
Right. Well, this is exciting, and we're excited to be a part of it. Again, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. You can also order curbside right on the website and pay for it, and it's ready for you. When you go there, just give them your name, and they'll bring it up to you. So, Ian, we greatly appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on and updating us.
Thanks. Thank you, as always, Chuck Randy.
On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.